There's a remarkable behind-the-scenes documentary series. It's called Real Madrid, quote, Until the End. Pablo Posada, Jesus Marcos, they are the two involved in this project. They have put it together, and they join me now. Well, Pablo, Jesus, when did the idea kind of come for you to think about doing this documentary? We all know what a magical run it was for Real Madrid to win the Champions League title, but you know, when did you decide, hey, this is a documentary we should do, we want to do?
Well, it was the first one thinking about that was the club. So they wanted to make the documentary about last season's success. Got in touch with our production company, Wakai, and asked us for a proposal. We sent them the proposal, they liked it, and it was, okay, let's get to work. And we later on, Apple TV Plus got involved, so the series took a different story because it was going to be bigger. And we started to work with all the footage Real Madrid had shot during the season, and we started to create the script. Coming from all that footage and the things that we thought that could add to those stories.
And also, we would like to add that that proposal was not only talking about the last season, because everybody knows the final result. We would like to incorporate some personal stories. We think that take this time to get the interviews of the players make us really happy, because with perspective they talk really different things. So that's one of the main points, because we want to transmit the essence of the last season, but at the same time it's not only for Real Madrid fans, it's for football lovers.
It was that the season was amazing to watch in football terms, because it was an amazing story, great teams, best teams in Europe, and also almost worldwide as well. But we wanted to focus on the people that made that possible.
It's Real Madrid. It's Till the End. It's an amazing documentary. We're talking to Pablo Posada and Jesus Marcos. All right, you guys, you have to work together on this, right? Tell us a little bit about your relationship as, you know, producers, directors, writers, all the things that go into, you know, people can grab footage. It doesn't mean you're going to make a great documentary, right?
Yeah. Well, as we were mentioning, first thing was, okay, we have to watch this ton of footage. And
I want to say that every single second of this footage that contains more than 100 hours have been watched for us and make a discussion to offer the best to the audience.
You said 100 or 1,000?
1,000.
I don't know how many, but there were a lot.
Yeah,
they were a lot and many, many different situations. Yeah, we were through and discussed a lot about, we have to put that in, we have to keep that for later. We have to put some background to get that point understood by anyone. That was mainly the first thing we did, like trying to get the outline of the whole season. We were working with the Apple TV Plus creative team as well together to coming down to how many episodes and how long. A kind of creative work at the very beginning was really, really exciting, because it was fresh. It was first time watching those moments that people is going to love these bites. It was all the time like that.
Let me remind people, it's Real Madrid. It's Till the End. It's about the Champions League title run. Guys, this is about the run, the journey, right? Through the eyes of all these world-class soccer players, through Carlo Ancelotti, you know, the characters, the self-belief, the tension, everything that goes in to the run of winning a Champions League title. And of course, this was in 2021, 2022. What was it like dealing with Carlo Ancelotti?
Amazing. Carlo is,
because he's one of my favorites, and he also likes food. So I love Ancelotti.
I will say you cannot love him because he's such a charismatic person. He's so easygoing. We were with him a couple of times, and it was easy in being in that kind of manager in these times where it's all about tactics and theories and all of that. And he keeps it very, very simple. Just you have to score. That's the thing. That's it. Makes it very likable for any footballer, for any fan, and for any viewer. I would say he might be one of the most lovable characters in football today.
Was it like talking to just a normal friend when you talk to Ancelotti? That's the sense I got. I read his biography.
Yes, absolutely. It's super easy. I think it's the main point to talk about him. It's how he leads the team. It's amazing when we were on the set and we were interviewing him. He came and immediately all the people felt really calm. Okay, let's go. Do you need anything extra? Do you have to take your time? No, I'm ready. I'm here to get the interview. So don't.
It's pretty straightforward. Like
yes.
It was Casemiro telling that story that and we kind of thought the same. Like, this is Carlo Ancelotti. He's a legend in football, from being a footballer himself and from being a manager. Let's see how he is. And he was the most excited person in the room. Like, yeah, let's do this, guys, because he was really, really happy of having the season they had last season. And Casemiro tell that the first time he came to training ground. So that's great things. I don't think anyone in the dressing room has any argument with him.
Real Madrid, till the end. It's Pablo Posada, Jesus Marcos. They created this piece, exclusive documentary. Real Madrid reaches out to you. That's pretty amazing in itself. What about something else funny behind the scenes with maybe, you know, one of the players that people know, maybe, you know, Luka Modric or Kroos or Benzema? Anything funny happened behind the scenes while doing this?
Well, you mean while we were shooting, it was all about, yeah, because we had to put the set in the training center, so to make it easy for them and to have a good environment, familiar environment for them. And we were placing everything out of place because that's what we do in film and television, that we move everything around in every place we get into. And they were saying, oh, this is not going there. Why are you putting that? Like, you're changing everything. That kind of easy talk that makes it even like they were kind of one more in the team. So
when you guys put this together, I mean, is it kind of like writing a song that, you know, one guy's doing the lyrics, one guy might be doing a little bit more of the, you know, the rhythm. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you guys might be the Jagger and Richards of documentaries. I don't know.
I wouldn't go that far. It's not big words, but yeah, I focus more on the story. Pablo maybe focus more on how to tell it and how to get sex things up. But we discuss all the time. Like, he gets into the story. No, we should put that also. And I say, no, we have to put more rhythm in that bit. So it's always discussing every decision. Yeah.
We need extra 10 seconds to this sequence. Let's go to find it when we can cut 10 seconds.
That's not easy work. And that's, I think people forget, that's a lot of laborious hours and looking at things, and the amount of effort you put into it's amazing. You know, we see a lot of these documentaries now with professional teams. I mean, is it almost essential? I mean, not everybody had the run of Real Madrid, granted, okay, because this is a story of the run, the journey, the tension, the remarkable results and goals and personalities. But is it something now that you guys notice in your business that a lot of professional football clubs are coming to you? Because this is a marketing tool also, right, for Real Madrid.
Yeah, I guess I would say the important thing is always the story. And even though you want to sell the product, you need a story. And once the story is great, it's just get hands on it. I would say, yeah, we are seeing more and more, but I think it's more related to there are more possibilities now, there are more platforms making content, and we can also the clubs themselves are creating more content on the team. That's also good news for every fan.
Yeah, clubs are really more open and connected to the fans doing this kind of docu-series that I think it's really important, because you enter in the locker room, so you have different sound bites. I think it's easy to see how the team works in that way.
Yeah, I would say it's also good for the clubs building that community, like getting to know. Once I support this club, and if I know more about them, if I know more about the boys,
you are going to understand more.
And yeah, most of the time, they are normal people, so you're going to love them more. That's the thing.
It's Real Madrid till the end. We're talking to producers, directors. They do it all. Pablo Posada and Jesus Marcos. Look, when I said a vehicle of promotion, I'm not sure Real Madrid needs much, but there are these smaller clubs like Wrexham and these things that have brought, you know, through documentaries and series, a lot of attention to their clubs. You know, you're going into sacred places in these locker rooms and areas. Did you ever have a moment where, you know, guys, you know, you got to kind of get out of here, this is a sacred moment? Or was it just pretty much open access for you?
Well, since our access was after the season, because we got those images and footage from Real Madrid, because they allow the crews, their own cameramen to get into the dressing room one day when they won. But for us, it was focused on working with the players and working with the coaching team. Yeah, the time we were there, it was everything open.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Any player in particular that you liked, like in the vein of Ancelotti, that just had a really open personality? Were they all as engaged as Ancelotti? Because you guys know, much like me, when you do an interview, you know if the guy's really paying attention to you and involved in the interview or not. You can tell if it's going to be a good interview. Any players that particularly stuck out to you?
Yeah, I have one very clear because I love him already. So he's Luka Modric. He's such a nice guy, and he's been in football a lot of years, and he knows it, and he's very aware of everything. And when he was with us, was really, really like nice to us in every term. I would say you were saying before, we've been through many interviews. I would say Luka Modric has been like beyond that number. He's always like good talker. He likes to explain himself, and he told us very, very good moments in this series. I love the interview, and I love him.
Yeah, for me, Karim Benzema was incredible. When I was interviewing Karim on the set, I understand how he makes the hat trick twice, because he's, I need to score. Yeah, I'm ready. I need to be close to the goalkeeper and try to. Yeah, it's my job. It's my work. It's the best thing that I do. And it's incredible. It's like, okay, yeah, let's go to
Yeah, thinking as a forward. Imagine you're a forward and you talk to Karim Benzema, and Karim makes it very, very easy.
Very easy, no ego.
Yeah, you just have to score and you can do that. You have to trust yourself. And yeah, you say it because you're Karim Benzema. I'm no one.
Yeah.
As a forward, it's so frustrating. But yeah, he was also good.
So before I let you go, just, you know, explain to me what you want the audience to get out of this. I think football fans will know, but I want to hear it in your words, guys.
I would say Real Madrid and Chilean is a series that tells the story of a group of players that turns out to be a very close family, overcoming the most toughest of paths in sports. It's difficult to compare sports, but in football, last season was one of the most difficult, for sure. And this is the story of those guys.
I think it's the story of the best club in the world and the friends that are behind of the team. It's about relationship, friends, no egos, trust till the end, continue fighting when you came the difficulties. I think it's like for me it's touched me a lot, the story of this season, not only talking about the extraordinary season, about the Champions League, about league. I feel really moved when you get the opportunity to understand that behind of Ballon d'Or, Karim Benzema, there is a quiet guy, easygoing guy, super friendly. It's this kind of things, Casemiro. It's incredible. You wouldn't believe me, but it's like we are talking and we have a really good connection, Glenn. It's the same with them. It's amazing, really. It's.
Did it remind you of how really at the end of the day we watch these guys in these magical moments in front of 90,000 people, but they're humans after all, right?
Absolutely agree with you on that. Yeah. That's
yeah, and you can see that on the series. You can see them through all those little moments and how they felt.
It's Rodrigo is talking about Benzema, how he leads his career, and they were playing, and you know how 22 years old is watching Karim Benzema, and Karim Benzema is offering his movement. Okay, move there. It's like super beautiful. It's like a father and a son, you know. I think is this kind of essence is the best thing that you can see on the three episode. This kind of, yeah.
No, continue.
No, it's like I don't know how can I express in better ways.
Relationships, the human nature of it all. You guys were in a place that nobody ever gets. It's a sacred area. Listen, guys. I know you're very busy. I want to thank you very much for giving us the time. By the way, we have Real Madrid supporters groups here in Houston, Texas, in the U.S. So they're going to be glad to hear this interview with you guys. It's Real Madrid till the end. It's Pablo Posada. It's Jesus Marcos. Gentlemen, great job. Thank you. And, you know, you may be Jagger and Richards. Don't underestimate yourself.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for doing it.
Thank you, Glenn. It's a pleasure.